were watching or listening to the cricket yesterday, you'll know that more than 73,000 people were at the first day of the Boxing Day Test in Melbourne, the biggest crowd for an India-Australia Test match in this country. No doubt many were there to see Virat Kohli, the Indian captain and star batsman. And as our reporter Angus Randall has been discovering this summer, there are plenty of Indian cricket fans here in Australia.
Oh, shot!
4-year-old Rashan was born in Australia, but there's no doubt where his loyalties lie this summer.
India, because they do really well.
He doesn't have much choice. His family are members of the Indian supporters group, the Swami Army. Responsible for some of the high-intensity drums and chants that have been drowning out efforts from the home supporters. Rashan's father, Krishna Panyam, has been taking his family across the country this summer to see the Indians play. For him, it's an important cultural opportunity.
I think it just brings us all close together. We're able to relate also the culture, showing what the Indians are like. And they go to India quite often. They grow up not knowing too much about India. So when India comes here, it's more about the culture that we see and the culture that comes from India. And we can relate to that and get them more culturally ingrained in their heritage.
What would you do if one of your kids came out as an Australian cricket supporter?
Look, I'd be devastated. But, I'll accept them for what they are,
The Ashes will always hold a special place in the cricket calendar, but the recent spike in Indian migration to Australia has given more meaning to the current series. More than 160,000 Indians have come to live in Australia since 2011, and since 2012, more than 118,000 people born in India have become Australian citizens, overtaking the United Kingdom as the prime country of origin for new citizens. Krishna Panyam predicts an Indian Australian could pop up in the national side soon.
Yeah, I think so. I think we've already seen a few in the T20 comp with Gurinder Sandhu playing. And I think there will be more and more of that as we have more migrants coming into Australia. There'll be plenty more opportunities for us as they become more part of the Australian culture. They'll just be part of the fabric of the cricket society.
Krishna's 9-year-old nephew, Advay, is excited to see his heroes.
It feels nice. It's because Australia and India, I'm from both countries, so it's nice to for them to play. Well, nice to watch.
However, he's bucking the family trend and supporting the Aussies.
I like the players and how they play.
Who are your heroes?
I like Pat Cummins for bowling and also Josh Hazlewood. And for batting, I like Khawaja.
If the opportunity arose, who would you rather play for, India or Australia?
Australia.
Kartik Ayalasomayajula has been involved with the Swami Army for 15 years. For him, hating the Aussies one year and supporting them the next is part of the migrant experience.
A lot of migrants, not just Indian fans, but a lot of fans do a similar sort of thing. I think it's just part and parcel of the way the society works. There are some of us that don't support the Australian cricket team at all. And there are some of us that, as you said, support Australia when India's not playing, and there are some of us that support Australia against India. So it's a really sort of a mixed bag, if you like. But obviously, India is home, I guess, for us. It's our roots. So we connect and I guess we resonate with the Indian cricket team, regardless of where we are living around the world. And so, yeah, as migrants, it gives us an opportunity to support both teams.
The Indian side will be taking on Australia all through January.
Angus Randall reporting.